This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live kicking off the third hour of this live edition. Speaking of live editions, Free Talk Live's live every night from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
Let's go right to the phones. We've got Mike calling in from Virginia. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm actually not a Democrat or Republican. I guess I'd be independent.
Okay.
And I do consider myself a conservative politically.
Okay. All right.
And I've kind of thought, I probably don't know the answer to the definition to libertarian,
okay,
but there are a lot of things that the libertarians believe that I like.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't call myself a libertarian. I'm a conservative. But the one
you
thing
can be
I was
both.
Gonna ask,
you can be both.
I guess I can be. Yeah, sure. The one thing I was
you can
ask,
be personally conservative and politically libertarian, but you can't be politically conservative and politically libertarian.
Why not?
Well, because the term conservative is often does not mean it doesn't cover what everybody thinks. So, for instance, my great grandmother, who got a willow branch and beat my great uncles for finding dice in playing cards in their room, was conservative. Highly conservative, right? Like, beat your kid with a branch, conservative over some dice, conservative. And we don't look at conservatism the same way as we did, say, 100 years ago when she, you know, did this act, or whatever the period of time.
Well, you can say conservative means you want to keep the things that you have, and I would like to keep the Bill of Rights.
I like the Bill of Rights just fine. Go ahead, Carl.
Here's the question I have concerning that. What is the libertarian view on borders?
Okay. You want to address it?
Borders and immigration is probably one of the most contentious issues among libertarians.
In modern times, yeah.
I would say most libertarians are probably open borders.
I have no clue. I couldn't even speak to most libertarians because it would depend on how you decided to define a libertarian in order to do that. So if you just use Ian's definition of a libertarian as somebody who is essentially, you know, no government interference, any issue, any time. Liberty, liberty, liberty is what a libertarian is. And I would agree that a libertarian issue has to do with liberty. However, I would not say that you should exclude anybody who disagrees with you on the most, you know, on one point, you know, oh, so you're 99% libertarian? Well, you're not a libertarian then.
Not a real libertarian.
Right, not a real libertarian. I don't play that particular game. I say, if you fall in the 80% realm, I'm not going to pull your libertarian card, and I don't mean a Libertarian Party card, because the Libertarian Party is just a party, and
right,
there's lots of people in the Libertarian Party that are not pro-liberty on any given issue. So I don't even know.
Right.
I will tell you that the liberty stance is that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely. However, there are many, and maybe most, libertarians that understand that, A, we have a border, and B, if we're going to have a border, that border should have some rules regarding who
it should actually mean something
crosses it. Now, I'm not
either
trying
we have
to get
one or we don't.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get you into the libertarian club. I would say, however, I'm just going to go ahead and throw some solutions out there because I live in today's modern world with borders. My solution would be, all right, let people come to this country to work and allow them to cross borders and, you know, do whatever. you know, hand them some kind of you know, card when they get in. Let them go to some place and get a card, and then let them. They will never be eligible for any kind of welfare, and they'd never be eligible to vote. That's my solution.
So let me actually tell you what the Libertarian Party position is.
Okay.
On this.
Okay. This is Libertarian Party with a platform.
Yes, it is plank 3.4: free trade and migration. We support the removal of governmental impediments to free trade. Political freedom and escape from tyranny demand that individuals not be unreasonably constrained by government in the crossing of political boundaries. Economic freedom demands the unrestricted movement of human as well as financial capital across national borders.
So that sounds accurate.
Well, here's I think I make my position on that pretty clear by just saying this. I very much agree with Dr. Michael Savage. I think he's written a book that's called
Borders, Language,
Borders,
Culture, and
Language,
Borders.
Culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
can you define culture for me?
I think when he says culture, I think what he's thinking, what he's trying to point out is that if you're coming to America, then why would you come to America and not assimilate and not learn the English language?
Do you think that the Amish should be expelled from this country?
No, I don't, but I think they speak English.
No, they generally speak German.
Some do, but they certainly have their own language.
They speak English pretty well.
Yeah, generally.
Meinst du das oder sagst du das nur so?
I don't speak
German. I'll take your word for it. So, one of my thoughts on that is that most people, when they come to this country, by the third generation, they can't even. I'm third generation German on one side. I'm adopted into that family, but whatever. That doesn't really make a difference. I cannot speak much German at all. Very little that my family might have taught me, but my grandmother could understand it. And my great-grandmother, she spoke it. I mean, she was from Germany. She was born there. And mostly what happens is, I guess I'd be fourth generation on that side. Anyway, she'd be zero. Anyway, you forget. You decide. You've now figured out the timeline. Is that people just assimilate. It's easier to speak English. I don't think we should make it, you know, I don't think every government form needs to be printed in Urdu, right? Mm-hmm. I don't believe in that kind of situation. But at the same time, there is no official language for the United States.
Correct.
I think there should be.
Maybe, but
there are three states that are officially bilingual.
I'm actually from America, of course, but I really, really wish I could speak Spanish.
Well, it would be very useful. It covers a great deal of the globe. I speak it, and my wife is trying to learn. We're going to go to Acapulco this year, so it's useful. But thank you, Mike. This would be my final statement, is I don't think that the borders thing should be the when trying to talk to folks, it's best to put together the things that we agree with, right? And I don't like that the border question separates people from calling themselves libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to be, hey, look, we're inclusive here. We want your ideas. I will make arguments that free people should be able to cross borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have free countries. However, I understand many of the difficulties that come into it. And that's one of the reasons we have Laurel on the show, who is an immigration expert. So thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Carl real quick. You're in New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. Fake news. I just heard a few minutes ago that the girl Jasmine in Houston, Texas, they're looking for a white supremacist that killed her. The car was shot up, or some others were hurt in the car, and she was killed. But someone I heard said, actually, yesterday, Houston News, they caught the guy, and he's black. And he said he wasn't the shooter in the car, but they mistook the car. They're involved in drugs, and they shot up a car that they thought there was another one. And yet, the local news is still saying they're looking for a white supremacist.
He could still be a white supremacist and be black.
Maybe he's blind.
It could also be that they arrested the wrong guy. Happens a lot. There have been at least 200 people that the Innocence Project has helped free that were wrongly convicted, where there's DNA evidence showing that that person didn't commit the crime.
This guy turned himself in. He said, I was the driver of the car, and he said it was. They thought it was someone they wanted to shoot.
So he was the black chauffeur of a white supremacist. Thanks for calling. Free Talk Line.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-4050. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
Former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author Jason Hansen is giving away a book that covers the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis. Things that can save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event at freeescapebook.com. The Free Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis, is free for a limited time at freeescapebook.com. These 37 items don't come from some internet list. Instead, they're the items that come from Jason's experience. I did an interview with Jason, by the way, and he's got some good ideas as a CIA officer where he had escape bags. In his free book, he also gives advice on what are the best guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters to have in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free copy at freeescapebook.com.
Every time you do that commercial, I'm like, I have to do that.
I know.
And then as soon as we leave, it like leaves my head.
Right. That's why you got to do it now.
I know.
Freeescapebook.com.
Sounds awesome.
Let's go to Jerry calling in from Colorado. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Free Talk Live. This is Gary in Colorado. How are you?
Hey, Gary. Good. All's well.
Hey, I'm glad all is well. Hey, one of your commentators mentioned earlier about allowing folks in from our southern borders to do work for a period of time and then kicking them back out.
And I'm humbled that it won't work. It won't work.
I didn't say kicking people out, just to be clear. What my suggestion is that anybody would be able to come to the United States to work, basically, but they would have a sort of second-class citizenship.
Oh, so you want a permanent underclass? You're advocating for that?
Now, I'm not saying that their kids or grandkids couldn't be citizens. I'm just saying that that's what we've got already.
And we shouldn't.
We have 20 million people who are here working. To them, it's worth it in their lives to work here and be illegal than it is to, be a full citizen. I'm only excluding receiving government benefits, which I don't believe are good for anybody generally. Uh-huh. But if we're excluding it, let's exclude it for because that's the main complaint that Republicans have. The conservative types
What about if we had the folks in the Senate entering our country illegally, that the ones that are already here that are not working actually work for the benefits that they would receive? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say that why give them, if you just basically made it so that anybody could work and that they would not receive government benefits, that they would need some kind of proof of citizenship to receive government benefits, then that would solve the problem. They don't have to work for benefits. They can just work.
Except that a lot of them are getting benefits through their children indirectly.
Yep. Then maybe we just make it so that they I get that they do. Now, the benefits aren't big when you're talking about sort of mothers and infants and stuff. When you're talking about school, it's huge, though.
And when you're talking about Section 8 housing.
Section 8 housing is big.
Just American citizens, aside from illegal folks, American citizens that are receiving benefits should potentially work for those benefits. And we wouldn't have this problem.
Well, I mean, if you put the government in charge of making sure that somebody works, they're going to do as bad a job as that as mm-hmm. they've done at every.
I agree.
Right. That's what the bureaucrats do that wind up working in the, offices that hand out the benefits.
Right.
Is they generally wind up doing a very incompetent job.
I've also heard that the majority of the money that goes for the welfare system goes to pay the middle-class welfare bureaucrats.
Yes.
Rather than the people who receive the benefits.
Yes.
And that's a big deal.
I mean, I've heard it's between 2/3 and 3/4.
I've heard those numbers. I don't know. You're going to need to check those things online, and they're very difficult.
And some of that's going to vary state to state because a lot of it is handled at the state level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do we make that more efficient? I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
No. This is your job.
You're the caller.
Interrupt here.
I don't want to make them more efficient. I want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Asking a libertarian how to make government efficient. How do we make the theft more efficient? Like, we shouldn't even have the theft.
I would say it this way, is that we've been trying to make government efficient for decades, if not centuries. That the 9,000 years that the government has existed, that's what everybody's been talking about is how to make it more efficient, and then they throw more and more tasks at it.
Right.
It is the worst single... organizational model when it comes to accountability possible.
So I keep seeing these articles, and they appear every year, that fruits and vegetables are rotting in the field because there aren't enough people to pick them.
I hear that, yes.
So how about if we tell people who are hungry, here's the field. Have at it.
You know, they tried to get convicts, people who were in prison, to go work the fields, and the convicts said, no, we don't
I
want to
I would rather go to solitary confinement.
No, yeah. not work for pay, but go get your dinner.
How do you do that? How do you get somebody who's in the south side of Chicago, who's maybe lived on benefits their entire life and lives in a way that they just simply cannot get money. I mean, I've heard that people can't escape poverty. I don't know how.
Well, places where they're having trouble hiring people to go pick the fruits and vegetables are places where it's very expensive to live there. A lot of that is in California. It also happens to have a lot of people on welfare. So at least in some parts of the country, they aren't actually close together.
Yeah. Well, I would say the reason is entitlement. Once you give somebody a check for doing nothing, it doesn't matter how much more you offer beyond that. You're now competing with doing nothing for money. And and that's really difficult to compete with. It's a terrible model.
Right.
And everybody always wants to talk about the poor starving kids. And I get it, but I just can't find starving kids in America. I looked and looked. I mean, I hear people called nutritionally deficient and, nutrition deserts. And they use a variety of terms to sort of dance around the notion. But the fact is that poor people in America are fat.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry,
they're fat. They're malnourished,
What does fat and malnourished mean? Thanks for the call, Jerry. I appreciate it.
Do you know what the word fat means?
I do.
Malnourished means they're not getting the proper nutrition.
That's what somebody defines as proper nutrition. So there's macronutrients, and those are fat, protein, carbohydrates. Chances are good that the poor in America are getting plenty of those.
But not in the right proportions.
Well, they're getting, right, they should have them in fewer proportions, yes.
So when a homeless person gets some money, do they go buy vitamins? Could they buy vitamins? Because I see them getting a lot of money out on the streets. So isn't this partially what they choose to do with their money? Because they aren't getting it.
Well, Mark's talking about people on welfare. You're talking about homeless people.
That's true. They're both poor.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is what you're talking about is sort of vitamins and minerals and micronutrients and all these things. People eating good food. I had pigs, and I had them for years. I also had an arrangement with a local food pantry where I would go get their food that they, that they didn't use. What I didn't get, I did get a lot of bread, donuts, and things like that. So those are, poor nutrition. But I got a lot of vegetables, a whole lot of vegetables. Vegetables spoil quickly.
Right.
That much is true. But the poor people, they were happy to take the candy bars and things that they had there. They weren't taking enough of the vegetables. So when you give vegetables for free, at least at one food pantry, people don't take enough of them. 855-450-3733. Call in. Tell me how I hate poor people. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown continues. Vice President Pence has been meeting with Capitol Hill aides, but President Trump says the solution will only come when he and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer come to terms. House Democrats plan to introduce standalone bills this week, which would reopen agencies like the Treasury. But it's still unclear if Senate Republicans would approve the legislation. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says Wall Street would really like the shutdown to end.
At some point, if this hasn't been resolved, it could undermine confidence more broadly and then, you know, affect the stock market. And then, of course, that affects everybody and raises the odds of the economy going into recession.
President Trump is again threatening to declare a national emergency to fund a border wall, which would likely draw legal challenges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord lines, discord.freetalklive.com. There's a little app there, and you download it in your phone. You just sound a significantly better. It's discord.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, a bad choice, Mark. Because you just plug this Discord, and I'm on the phone, and the volume on hold on phone, on the phone just sucks.
Well, but, there you go. What's on your mind, David?
There you go. Yep. The La Cosa Nostra. You know what that is, right?
It sounds like, isn't that the name of a gang?
The Mafia?
The Mafia, yeah. Okay. I was thinking it was some South American gang, but you're right. Yeah, it's the Mafia. Yeah.
Yes, same thing. Latin gang, Italy, Spain, same thing. South America. You know what it translates to, right?
It's our thing. It's our thing.
That's right. And now let's go to your government, La Cosa Nostra, this thing of ours. They behave the exact same way. Let me interject. You were talking about the child sex trafficking, pedophile, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. One theory on that is that they are. Well, first of all, let me back up. This thing of ours, La Cosa Nostra. Everybody's aware of big issues like, for instance, immigration. That how the left, the right, every side uses it as a wedge of some sort, mm-hmm. as a tool. But they don't just use the big things like immigration. They use every little thing. And so, for instance, children and the pedophile thing, sex thing, it's my theory that, or one of my theories, that what they're using that as a wedge as well, because what does it do?
I'm just trying to determine who they is. The government?
They is always the powers that be, the ones that are seen and the ones that are unseen. The ones that you see are your government and the NGOs that partner with them and the corporations that partner with them.
Okay.
And notice I didn't say small business, because government doesn't partner with small business. Government is trying to put small business out of business, because
I agree with that one.
Small business doesn't play. The corporations play. And that's a whole other thing. That's another one of the theories. But the pedophile thing, your government has succeeded in making adult men who are not interested in children want nothing to do with children. They don't want to teach school. You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that this is my theory, that they're doing, is they want to make the men that have no interest in sex with children scared of being around children.
Because I would be very careful as a parent of letting my son babysit kids. Now, this was a relatively common thing when I was a kid. I had babysitters that were male and babysitters that were female, probably more that were female. But nowadays, any accusation that's made with no corroborating evidence whatever is believed before it's disbelieved.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wouldn't want my son to be put in that circumstance. We'll find some lawns for you to mow. You know, swirling metal blades are far less of a danger to you than this, than babysitting these kids.
Exactly. And it's not just, pedophile sex. It's every level of sex, the male female thing. They're using every bit of it. And what does it do to society? It takes the way that we have lived for tens of thousands of years, meaning everybody living together, helping each other, mixing, learning from each other. It completely destroys that model. And the only one that's left that will supply their personnel to work with your children is who? The government complex. The government combined with the NGO, combined with the corporation.
Yeah,
because males are driven out of the household,
then something has to supplant that, and that supplanting is going to come from schools.
And you just open up a whole other branch, the families, where in the different ways, the providing of welfare, and then the hostile court system, like you said, your words, driving men away from their own biological children. To either be, have just a single mother or a mother that then finds a new male that is not biologically related to the children and has, and I don't care, what you stepfathers say out there. Yes, you do care about them, but you're not their biological father, and there's a difference. And so that's another way that your government is breaking down society.
On one hand, I'm like, I would hate to be, I'm not going to remain in a relationship I'm not happy with simply because, it keeps the family together. I do think the family is an important unit, but at the same time, I think the choice is important too. Yeah, everybody should be able to see their kids. If you're paying, you should be able to see your kids.
Able to see your children whether you're paying or not. And the government has no business in the first place. If you have a child, you have an intrinsic, if you know what intrinsic means, inherent, inborn, birthright, God-given right, universal right, unalienable right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have all of those rights to have access to your own children. The government has no business in it whatsoever unless you are committing crimes that have to do with those children or endanger those children, period. And we are miles from that. We are miles from that. And it's time to fight back. And I mean literally fight if necessary. Enough.
Well, I don't know how you fight
enough.
Back. I mean, like, what do you do? What can you possibly do?
How do you fight back? You know what? To fight back, all you got to do is educate people. There are. I mean, if you go on Facebook right now, you know, screw Facebook. But that just happens to be a place where you can find literally thousands. Go on Facebook and look for yellow vests. Go on Facebook and search. Use their little search bar. Search any. I won't even lead you. Just search any term that has to do with parents and children. You will instantly find thousands of men and women that are ready to fight right now. And all it takes is for more people to get connected and get educated that are willing to step out of their front door right now and say no to absolutely anybody in government that wants to tell you what to do. There are already thousands, if not, well, actually, there are tens of thousands in this country alone. And they're also in every other first world country in this world. And you can find them easily. You don't have to take my word for it. You can find them easily by going to any search window in any online service and search any related term, and you will instantly find them. And all it takes is, there's already, like I said, tens of thousands, and it will continue to grow. And all
so let me ask you this, David. Yes, you're right. There are lots and lots of people out there that are very, very dissatisfied with the family court system because it's a mess, and for all kinds of good reasons. However, what appears to work is whatever the hell was done to the family court system, right? Like these guardian ad litems and this sort of not-for-profit organization that sort of floats around the court system where, you know, these people say, well, this person's bad because, this father's bad because he's done this thing or that thing, and then whatever it is, what works is whatever the hell's in place. And what doesn't work is sort of complaining about it up to this point, because I've been hearing the same stuff for a couple. My dad had these complaints. We're talking about decades of complaints. So I'm not saying the complaints are bad. I'm just saying they don't seem to be solving anything.
Well, we are getting closer because there are, like I said, there's getting to be a large group of people that are ready to literally stand up to anybody in government that will tell them otherwise and shut it down. And if it keeps progressing this way, it will come to a point, and it won't even be violent. It'll just be a point where we have enough numbers and we now tell you to get the hell out of your office.
Thank you for the call, David. 855-450-3733.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org. We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's another edition of the Edge and Post Show here on Free Talk Live. I am Mark Edge, and today I have with me Jason Hansen. Jason, are you there?
I am, yes.
Jason, you've been on, you know, quite a few, you know, some different media appearances, the Today Show, Fox and Friends, Shark Tank, lots of different places. You are a former CIA agent?
Former CIA officer. So, yeah, I mean, same difference, but
okay.
Yeah, the correct term so the agency doesn't come hunt me down and kill me is a former CIA officer.
Officer. Great. So how'd you get into the CIA?
You know, I was born and raised just outside of Washington, D.C., and, you know, getting ready to graduate college, didn't want a real job, and sent out a ton of applications. And being that every government agency is in your backyard, I was very fortunate to have job offers from the Secret Service and the CIA. And I figured the agency would be a heck of a lot more exciting, so I decided to go with them and certainly don't regret it.
And at some point or another, you decided to leave the CIA. What did you decide to leave for?
Well, it's a great place to work. I mean, I don't have anything negative to say about the agency. They treat you very, very well, but it is a single man's game.
Okay.
So if you're looking to get married and have kids and, you know, have a normal life, it's not going to happen. So I'd been there from 2003 to 2010, had a wonderful time, was not married, and said, you know what, I do want to get married and have kids, and I want to start my own business. So I left in 2010 to start my own company.
So what is it about the CIA that makes it a single man's game? Only the information you can tell me without killing me.
Sure. Yeah, well, obviously every job is different. It depends what you do. But, you know, a lot of guys are overseas all the time. Many of the guys I knew, probably 80% of them were divorced. So, you know, you've never seen your wife, you've never seen your kids. And sadly, some mentors I had, some guys that are amazing CIA operatives, they hated their wife and kids. So they'd come back and they'd be like, oh, crap, now I got to go see my family. I want to get back out in the field. And I saw these guys who, again, were my mentors, and I didn't want that to be me 30 years down the line.
Doesn't sound like a prescription for a good marriage, no.
Not at all.
I can totally see why you would have made that choice at that time. So you started your own business. Can you tell me about it?
Sure. Yeah, the business is called Spy Escape and Evasion, and it is a survival and personal protection training company. So we actually do a lot of the stuff I did at the CIA, and, of course, I had to have the agency approve this. So I have to send them my manuscripts or I have to send them my course material that I want to do. But we do evasive driving courses. We do escape and evasion courses. We do firearms courses. So anything in the security related field.
Spy, escape, and invasion. Is that right?
Yeah, and evasion. Spy, escape, and evasion.
Evasion, got it. And now, how did the Shark Tank show fit into this? Because a lot of small business people, they end up on Shark Tank, and, you know, for better or for worse, some do quite well, some not so much.
You know, I wish I could say that I had some genius master plan, but it wasn't that way at all. So I didn't even know the show existed. Somebody, I can't even remember which friend of mine, said, hey, there's this cool show, you should watch it. And then they said, hey, you've got a unique business. Why don't you apply? And I was like, yeah, maybe I will. So I, you know, watch some episodes. I get online on the computer, fill out the application, send it off, and totally forget about it. I don't even think twice about it. And then maybe 4 months later, I get an email from a producer that says, hey, we want to know more about your company. Please send us a videotape of some of your training. You know, fill out 10,000 pages of paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. And so it kind of happened from there. And, you know, wonderful blessing. It was a great time. And kind of before this, we did a lot of corporate work. So we were ghosts that people snuck in the back door when they couldn't do it themselves or when they needed something. And Shark Tank opened us up to the masses. So now when we do our training, it's just not CEOs. It may be your neighbor next door who just wants to learn this type of stuff.
So is this corporate training you do? I mean, is this basically, you know, the sort of security thing, or is this, you know, a bonding experience that some group might do? I mean, I know there's both of those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's both.
Yeah.
So some companies, like, reach out to us. And
it should be both, really. I mean, like, it'd be a great thing.
Some companies just say, hey, we want to do bonding. We have all our top salesmen. We want to bring them out to your ranch for a day and have a blast.
Yep.
Then some companies reach out and say, hey, our CEO has threats. Can you train our bodyguard team? That way, when he heads overseas to see one of our factories, he's safe. So, you know, it's a case-by-case basis, obviously.
What kind of things do you do? I'm, you know, now I'm asking a selfish question. I've got a guy, and actually probably more than one out there, but one in particular that comes to mind that issues threats all the time. Likely it isn't going to do anything, but it's not like I don't think about this, especially when somebody's very explicit in how they're going to harm you and your family.
You know, we do anything and everything as long as it's legal. So I am very fortunate that my team is a bunch of ex-CIA guys. So guys leave the agency, they know about me, and some of them are my friends. Other ones reach out and say, hey, Jason, I heard about you. So-and-so referred me. And we do everything from, you know, I'll give you a recent example of a job we did. There was a billionaire who was going over to Europe, was taking his family for 2 weeks. And he wanted our guys to just follow his family around, typical bodyguard type stuff.
Got it. Okay.
We also do surveillance work. The typical, hey, I think my wife is cheating on me. Can you tail her around for a week and tell us if you see anything? And it's really, I mean, again, it's anything and everything. We do bodyguard work for award shows, for celebrities. We do a lot of computer stuff. So people think they're getting hacked or people want to test their own software, meaning, have you ever seen the movie Sneakers, the movie with Robert Redford? I think it was in the 80s.
Yeah, I saw that long ago. I probably don't remember much of it, but I did see it.
Well, in the movie, what the Sneakers really is they get paid to break into companies' vault, bank vaults or information, and then the companies hire them to do this, and then companies say, okay, now we know what we need to fix. And so we do some of that. Basically, it's penetration testing. So a company says, hey, tell us where our weak points are, show us what we need to improve. So it's exciting. It is really a little bit of anything that goes on.
Now, you've been advertising on Free Talk Live for the last few days, maybe a week now, and one of the things that you have are the 37 critical items you must have to build your ultimate escape bag. Can you give me some kind of teases on some of these things? Obviously, we want people to go to it's freeescapebook.com and get the book, but at the same time, can you give us some teases on what might be in that list?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you've got to have the right information, and I will admit I'm a gear junkie. I love flashlights. I love knives. Yeah, I love anything and everything.
I sure do.
I really do. But the problem is the internet these days, you know, any knucklehead can make a YouTube video, and there's so much information.
Yep.
So I wanted to boil it down, like, listen, guys, I've been there, I've done that. I've been in harsh places where literally this stuff was relied on to keep me alive. And so I'll just give you one of them. When it comes to water filters or water purification, you should have several different options, meaning you don't just bring one water filter because obviously if it fails, you need to have a backup. Well, a backup is called Chlorflox, C-H-L-O-R-F-L-O-C, and the military uses it, and it's a powder. So this is for extreme emergencies. This is not a typical water filter where you're going to pump or you're going to filter 100 gallons of water. This is for 8 gallons. You pour the water in. You got to wait 30 minutes, but it's tiny. I mean, it's a pack of like a pack of cards or a pack of, I would say cigarettes. I don't smoke, but a pack of cigarettes. So Chlorflox, that is something that should be in every escape bag or bug out bag, whatever term you want to use, as a backup in case your original water filter fails. You know, other items, obviously fire. You got to have ways to build a fire. Same thing. You should have some waterproof matches and a Bic lighter, but you also need Swedish fire still. So Swedish fire still was developed for the Swedish Army long ago. It's basically a flint and steel, but on steroids, takes up very little space, and that's something you should be there. Now, remember, and you'll find this out if people go get the free book, is the escape bag has got to be something that you can carry on your back. Meaning, I know guys that they have their bags packed with 100 pounds worth of gear, and if they put them on, they'll fall over backwards. So I highly recommend you stay under 30 pounds, you know, 25 pounds ideally, but keep that 30-pound weight limit in case you do have to evacuate your car and hump on foot with that bag. You won't have a problem walking with 30 pounds on you.
So people can go get that at freeescapebook.com. That's freeescapebook.com. One of the questions this sort of brings up is, you're talking about, I mean, obviously you got to prep. You got to prep for a threat. What are the biggest threats that are facing, what's the biggest threat right now that's facing this country, people in this country?
So I'll talk about big threats, meaning the global threats, and then I'll talk about personal threats because there is a difference. So global threats are, of course, economic collapse. You know, it's going to happen one day and it's going to happen badly. Nobody knows when it'll happen. It might be when I'm long dead. It might be next year.
Right. So I mean, there's so many countries out there that have faced some kind of economic collapse, and the idea that the United States is somehow going to be immune to that would suggest that history is mistaken when it comes to America. And, you know, history is rarely mistaken.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, another global threat, and I'll tell you one more before I get to personal.
Before we go, real quick, everybody go to archives.freetalklive.com. That's archives.freetalklive.com and grab this archive. Look for Jason Hansen.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.